listener production.
G'day, you lot, and welcome to another episode of the Auntie Donna podcast. In this episode, we're visited by a detector inspector who apparently just now in Victoria just come to your house all the time. Just all the time. And so we did a podcast about it. Remember, if you want to hear more little bits and giggles and goofs, head over to the AuntieDonnaClub.com, powered by Patreon, where you can get more little bits and giggles and goofs every week, every month. Enjoy!
For 6 years we've been doing this podcast, 5 different ways to have a laugh. 4 people on the podcast if you count Tom, but actually it's really 3. And that's what we are gonna do today. Talk about how we can have too much fun in the podcast, because there's only one Auntie Donna podcast.
And we're back.
We're back.
With more tours from the road.
Stories from the road.
Stories from the tours that happened on the road.
Stories from the tour road, road tours.
The road, Broden couldn't be with us.
Unfortunately, he couldn't be with us. He got so mad that we didn't get to the point last podcast. So if you joined us last week, you don't have to listen in. We have 100% caught you up.
Yes.
Last year, maybe, depending on when this comes out, we just got back from tour.
Mm.
We didn't do the list last episode.
Scotland.
The UK.
Ireland.
Ireland.
The USA.
The United States of America.
Canada. I believe
those were all the places.
Those were the places.
We did shows there.
We did shows in those places.
And, you know, some funny things happen on that road.
Well, this is the thing. When you're touring on the road.
And in the air.
There is a lot of touring in the air. There's a lot of touring on the road. Crazy things, funny stories, incidences, people that you meet along the way. Things happen that, would you say, what? Funny? Mm. Interesting? Mm.
No.
Tours on the road?
Tours on the road.
Stories. Stories from the... Someone's iPhone,
mine.
4, is ringing.
That's mine. Let me just pop that on. Sorry, just let me put you on speaker.
Can you put him on speaker so I can hear?
I'm on my phone. I'm so sorry. 1 second. I'm here with my friend Mark.
No worries, Mike.
I'm just going to pop you on speaker.
No.
Put him on speaker.
Okay, you're on speaker. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, I hung up.
Oh, that's a shame. Sounded like something. He dropped something or something like, when he was leaning back. And so maybe you'll get a call back if it's important.
If it's important, maybe they'll call back. I'll have my phone ready to go, ready to answer. And now I know where the speaker button is.
Yes.
I'll be ready to go. Sounded like they dropped a set of headphones, if I'm being honest.
Yes, it did. And I would, just on a separate note, I would suggest updating your iOS.
Have you heard of planned obsolescence?
I think someone did that to me in primary school.
If I update my iOS, the whole thing crashes.
Oh.
Mark, you understand?
Well, you're...
I think that's yours.
Is that mine? I have an iPhone 4, so that makes sense.
Can you pop it on speaker?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Hello?
1 second, I'm trying.
Just let him know you're going to put it on speaker.
1 second, I'm going to put you on speaker.
No worries, mate.
Just pop it on
Where
speaker.
Is it?
No.
What?
You said you found it. Where is it?
Found what?
The speaker button. 1 second, mate.
You've
just going to pop you on speaker.
I've got an iPhone. You're going to... Just hang up. This is awkward.
Tours from the road and stories that happen on there. Some of the funny...
Maybe I'll try and call back that number.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're calling me.
Oh, they're calling
you. All right, I'll answer. Oh, sorry.
Put on speaker so I can hear it. Put
it's
on
still
speaker.
Ringing. I can't answer it. Okay, there we go. Sorry, I'm just going to pop you on speaker.
No worries.
All right, you're on speaker. Hello?
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 Hello? Hello? We can hear you.
Have I got you?
Yes, you've interrupted.
We were just doing stories from the road.
G'day, my name's Wanganeen. I'm calling from Detector Inspector.
Oh, Detector Inspector.
Oh, Detector Inspector.
Detector Inspector, I believe are people to come in to check your smoke alarms.
Got it in one, little big fella. I'm calling to make sure you got your... I'm booking in for a Detector Inspector.
Can I just apologise, Detector Inspector? Is that your... Do you go by Detector Inspector?
Nah, mate, I work for Wanganeen. I'm Wanganeen. I work for Detector Inspector.
I'm just going to pop your phone down. You're on speaker. You can still hear me, yes?
Hello?
Your first name is Wanganeen?
You getcha.
Now, Detector Inspector, firstly, I just want to apologise for not responding to that email.
No, I'm not across that. I'm just calling to book in a time. Your landlord's called in, needs you find a time to book in a detector inspector.
Can I ask a question?
Bloody shoot, mate. If it's about smoke detectors, I'll know everything there's to know.
Well, there's two questions. One is about Gavin Wanganeen and wondering if there's a... any, no. No, just a little. I used to have a speech impediment when I was a child. I said my R's is W's.
Well, then I would never.
I said Wodja Wabbit, and that is, so laughing at that is ableist.
Okay, well, then I would never.
We are proud of our people. They make a difference each and every day. Finding opportunities for people to share the company's values. Wait, is it just reading?
7 a.m. tomorrow, does that work for you?
7 in the morning. I'd love to come in today. We got time on Detector Inspector.
My question is...
Got to make sure the house is safe for you lot living in there.
My question is, you've called us at our home.
So we were just having a conversation about stories from the road.
Just for yourselves, were you?
Yeah, we were just in the kitchen enjoying a coffee talking about tours from the road.
Yes, and...
just to ourselves, just at to our ourselves. Home that we share.
My question
is... As lovers...
And lovers and friends, because I think it's important to be both.
Do you run a business together?
What?
Do you run a business together?
Don't mix business and pleasure. That's what my pa always used to say.
Absolutely. We don't. We're like Aladdin and Jasmine in that sense.
Do you understand?
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, when's the time I can come over and check out your detector? Smoke detector?
He has a pet tiger and I have a pet monkey.
My name is...
It can just be Zach.
Zach, I think it's Zach, yeah.
We moved into this place maybe about a month ago.
Yeah, we got to take.
Yeah, you came then.
Oh yeah.
So why?
Well, I haven't got that information. You got to have it, or else there's an impending fine for the owner of the company.
They've changed the laws, so they're probably just going to make sure it's up.
How often, though?
I've just got you come up on my program that I've got to come over to your joint, number 3/42 Wattle Lane, Warrandyte.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get it done.
8 a.m. tomorrow works for me.
Check it out.
8 a.m. tomorrow works for me.
Yeah, okay. I've got that, but any time today, mate.
What? Any time today?
Any time today.
Where are you now?
I'm out the front.
Why? Well,
you can
why?
Come in now if you want.
Yeah, come in now.
Righto.
Should have just knocked.
Well, I've got... what's the time now?
It's 4 in the morning.
I've got 4:15, mate.
Available?
Yeah.
But you're at the front of our home.
Yeah, but it's all got to go through the program. What do you think of this guy?
The
brogram. This character. Yeah. Look, if you feel like there's a full pot in him, I'm happy to keep going.
Well,
if you want to wrap him up, I'm happy with that too.
Well, yeah, because getting to stories from the tour.
What's that?
Just sort of, we recently went on tour.
Oh, right. What do you do? You go to Europe on one of them little boats.
Do you know what, Mark? I think your phone is calling. Maybe we'll get a ringtone sound come in. Maybe you should give it an answer.
All right.
Pop it on speaker.
Hello?
It is ringing. Hello? Hello? It fades. I really like my phone. I set it to fade out every time I answer.
Can you pop it on?
Put you on speaker. Hello?
Hello, this is Warren.
Warren?
I'm from the Detector Inspector. I'm just calling to book you in for a detector inspect.
Warren.
Yeah.
I've already got...
Here's that Warren on the phone.
Yeah,
I've got
Warren
on the phone there.
That's Wanganine.
Oh, Wanganine. AM.
G'day, Warren. I'm just booking him in for a 4:15 AM detective.
Oh, yeah, but I'm already in the neighbourhood. I know it was your house.
Yeah.
But
you're actually there, are you?
I'm actually out the front now, and I thought, you know, while I'm here, it's 4 a.m., I don't got nothing till 9.
Yeah.
I thought I'd give him a call, book him in.
Well, I'm funny you mentioned that, mate. Buy a lotto ticket because I'm out the front of the wheel.
Well, is that you down
look,
there?
I'll flick on the headlights. I'll flick it in.
Yeah, I'll flick on my headlights.
I'm out the front. Mark.
Yep.
Look, it's 4 in the morning. The pie shop, the corner store down Open Hill 6. I'll get myself a hot dog for breakfast and an iced coffee. Why don't you let us in and we'll check your detective inspector?
I'm coming in from Frio.
You guys came
I come in from Frio every morning.
Come in from Frio.
So I drive in from Frio. I do the 18-hour drive.
You're wearing Warren Diet.
Yeah, so I drive across the Nullarbor Plain every morning. So I get up
He's got a rocket car.
I believe, is that your phone ringing, Wanganine?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Is I that can't your hear phone it. Ringing? Oh, yeah, that's me. Let me get it.
All right, get the phone ringing through the.
Oh, should I come inside?
No, just pop that one on speaker. All right, just pop Wanganine.
It on speaker. All right. Hang on, mate. I'll put you on speaker. Hello?
Yeah, mate.
Who's that?
It's Darren from Detector Inspecting.
Oh, Darren from Detector Inspecting.
I'm coming around your house. Detector Inspecting.
Oh, mate. I'm working today, mate, so I can't have
it. Well, I'm out the front.
At my house?
Yeah.
Well, I'm out the front of Mark and Zach's house. And Garen's there.
Garen?
Warren.
Hey, so I'm out the front of Zach and Mark.
And
Warren.
I'm facing the... So I'm on the... Say, Daddy's... He did his headlights, right? And I'm
saw him.
Yeah, and I'm on the other side of the road, so I must have come in... Because I'm coming in from the east, and he's coming in from the west.
Yeah.
And I come in, so I'm across the road from him. So I'm across the road in front of the house.
Yeah, well, this is great.
No, I'm telling you a story, mate.
From the road?
Mate, I'm telling you a story about him flashing the headlights at me.
Oh.
Do you want to hear my story or not?
Yeah.
So I'm out the front. I'll give him a call. Wanganine here. He goes, I'm here too. Flashes the lights. I go, all right, mate.
That's the story.
Yeah, mate.
Well, I got something to tell you, boys.
Yeah, I
just got promoted.
Oh, congrats,
mate. I'm Detector Inspector Inspector.
Oh.
I'm here to inspect your detecting.
Righto.
There
you go. I'm inspecting your detecting.
Well, I'm detecting now.
Are ya?
I'm detecting here.
Can I book you in?
Well, I got and come. What do you got?
I got 4:54.
I'm doing a 4:15.
I'm doing a 4:15 as well, but I think that maybe my 4:15 might be the same house as your 4:15, so we got to work that out.
Well, that'll be twice as quick with the detective.
Well, I believe I got here on the note. Mark, Zach, you there, mate?
Yeah.
I got here a note saying you got two detectors, is that right?
I believe there's two detectors. One's out the front of our house at the moment.
No, not bloody detectors. Not inspectors, detectors. So we inspect the detectors.
You inspect the detectors.
Smoke detectors.
I inspect the inspectors.
So he inspects the inspectors, and we got two here, one inspects. So I'm thinking is if you got two detectors...
And one inspectors.
Maybe we could kill three birds, one stone. You get one of us looking.
That's a hell of a shot.
What were you going to say, Wanganine?
I'll inspect the smoke detector. You inspect the smoke detector.
So you do the one.
He inspects the inspector's smoke detector.
He inspects the both of us.
I'll inspect you inspecting those detectors.
Then we're all done by 5. We all go to the corner shop, hot dog for breakfast, iced coffee, couple of potato cakes.
And then diarrhea for days.
My missus packed me a spaghetti bolognese.
Oh.
I got that in a lunchbox. It's all gone.
What, leftovers or fresh?
She did it in leftovers. And it was great. I said, you know, so I might have that for breakfast.
Eat it up spaghetti the next day. It's better than fresh.
And then have a hot dog for afternoon tea.
My wife used to do me in a lunchbox. Big sandwich, roll, bacon sandwich, then a couple of little packets of shapes in there as well.
But she left you, didn't you? Oh, didn't she? But then, for a man that's exactly the same.
Couple of lollies in there and a Fredo frog.
Yeah, but he looks at gas meters. That's the only difference.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Can of
slightly
Coke,
different.
Can of Coke, no sugar. Now I'm making my own lunch.
Well,
getting hot dogs for breakfast. Having a chicken schnitzel roll for lunch.
Hey, guys,
I can't
all...
do too much. Oh, well,
no,
what
no,
you
please,
saying?
No, please,
I was just saying I got to pull back on the salt on account of me hat.
Mm.
So I can't, even if I get the hot dog, I got to go, no, I used to get extra salt on my hot dog.
Yeah.
I'd get them to pour salt on it.
Yeah.
And I can't do that no more on account of my heart.
I got to do you in the salt.
I got to pull back on my foreskin, otherwise it gets stuck.
Yeah.
I got to say, nearly Chrissy time, about 11 months, and I'm excited to get a whole bunch of barbecue equipment boxes for Christmas from various family members. Maybe a barbecue apron, some barbecue utensils, and a bourbon flavored barbecue sauce.
I got no one left for me.
Oh,
brother works up and down. Mum and dad are gone.
Yeah.
Missus gave me the flick.
Your sister's not around?
Nah, she does her thing down Port Macquarie.
Yeah.
So it's just me. I'll flick on the telly, shut the blinds, and spend all day not inspecting, detecting.
Yeah, no, well, you're going to go hear me.
Guys, it's been really great to...
Who's this then?
I'm Mark. I'm the one who's called.
Oh, Mark.
This guy's standing out... Wanganine's standing out the front of my house.
It's 4 a.m.
I don't know where you are.
I'm in there. He's in front of me. I saw his headlights, right? So I'm on the other side of the road facing him.
Yes.
Maybe diagonal. You got a diagonal there about you do the Pythagoras. You got my arm across from the road.
Right.
I always thought paying for love was low. But now I understand.
It's fine.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
The only moments of true feminine intimacy I have left are those moments.
Well,
my hands are callous like rocks.
What from?
Detect and inspect.
That's great.
I gotta go, you know, say, you say that, man? So if you got two detectors, right? One near the kitchen, I presume. Where's the other one?
The other one is in the study.
Yeah.
So my question
upstairs.
To you is...
Yes.
You got one downstairs.
One downstairs, one upstairs.
Smoke riser, so you got to have one up the top of the house.
Now, my question...
One of these new townhouses are popping up everywhere, 8 in a row.
Yeah, they're doing that.
Yeah, he ain't lying!
Yeah, so
that's Darren.
Darren's inspector. Now, Darren here, he's going to want to watch both of us at the same time.
If it's all right.
Let's just do a roll call. You got Zach?
Hello, yeah, hi.
You got Matt?
Yes.
You got Wanganine, and that's me. You got Warren? And you got Dan.
So my concern here, Mark, is we've got it. We're here 4:15. We've got a 4:15 coming up. And I was thinking maybe I'll do the one downstairs. Wanganine here, he's my senior. He's been here a few years longer. He can do the one near the kitchen. That gets him more use.
And then
our inspector were to stand in the middle of the stairs, is he going to be able to see both of us working
both at
the
same
time?
He'll be able to see the one downstairs. He'll be able to see their feet.
Yeah, nah.
Because I assume he'll be on a ladder. And he'll be able to see the other one in his full form.
Well, how does that work, Darren?
What?
How does that work for you?
Look.
So just to reiterate.
Yeah.
Upstairs, you're just going to see the steel cap Blundstones.
No.
We're going to get Wanganine on the kitchen because he's the senior. He's been doing this for a few more years.
Yeah. I gave my life to the job.
It cost me my
feminine touch. It cost me the love of my wife.
He bought into the business, right?
I gave my life to the industry.
So he had a different. He had the detector inspector.
Yes.
Right. Mike got bought by detector inspector. Folded.
I was there before you lot even existed. Before they were even inspecting the detectors.
Right. Me, I'm just an employee, right?
Yeah.
And I've been doing it 15 years, right? But he's been doing it.
I've been inspecting, and I was here before you were a knee high to a grasshopper inspecting. Right?
So I'll get him to do the kitchen. That's the more important one. I'm just doing.
And I've done that a lot of times. I do them every day.
Yeah.
So is that all right if you can only need lunchtime?
I'll make it work. I can make it work. I'll make it work. I've got a 4:15 though, so we got to hurry up.
Well, aren't you a 4:54 for us?
I'm out the front of your house.
Oh, yeah. So how's that work?
What?
What's that then?
Where are you?
We're at the front of Mark and Zach's.
I can be there in 10 minutes.
Righto.
Well, actually, we just down from Maroombola.
We just ticked over. We got to do it all with the app now.
Yeah, it's all online.
We just ticked over 4:15, so we got to do 4:30 now.
Can we?
I got 4:33.
I would love to.
Who's this then?
This is Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Yeah, hey, Mark. Hi.
We're here at the front.
I know.
Yeah.
Why don't you just come in now?
Nah, can't do that.
Right.
No, you gotta do a whole.
We're doing
it through the app now.
Well,
you gotta fill in a form first. So if you go through the portal, there's a portal. You go in there and you give out address, you know, COVID certificate.
Uh-huh.
Then I can come in.
And that goes through Susie, right? She's in the office.
Yes. There's also the inspector detectors on her ass.
So she's in the office, right?
Yes.
She's in charge of the apps and everything. She's a youngin', and she does all the apps and whatnot.
Right.
Got to go through her app. So we used to just do it. Remember when it was just paper on the dashboard?
Dashboard.
Yeah, you know, and the
and a walkie-talkie.
Passenger seat dashboard. That's a perfectly fine desk, you know.
Yeah.
You understand that, you know?
No. I'm going to be honest, I kind of just blanked out in the middle of that.
I'll start again then.
So you probably got a desk in your study.
I do have a desk. I'm going to concentrate this time.
Yeah, I do have a desk. Podcasts and stuff through there.
Well, we were doing a podcast. My friend Zach and I, my lover and friend, were doing a podcast this morning about stories from the road. We just went on
4 a.m. You were doing that.
Yeah. You're on 4 a.m.
Well, you know, we're night owls. Which, like, if you were to talk to Demi Lardner, would tell you it was just a regular owl.
Yeah, that's good. No, because it's morning here for us. I was up at 2. I go to bed, so I do my day. I'll come down from Frio. I'll start my day around 4 if there's any extra work. They only book them in at 6.
Yeah, I don't sleep much anymore.
No, Darren, no.
Nah, a piece of toast for dinner. That's all I need.
Yeah. No, I'll wrap up around midday.
I try and get as many houses in I can before I have my hot dog at 6.
Yeah, and then I do my full day by about midday 1 p.m.
Mm.
The young fellas, they'll go to the gym then. They'll because they're doing the gym and everything there. And
oh yeah. They'll go lift and they'll bloody go in there and lift and carry on.
Yeah, and I don't need that. Cooked. Yeah, you know, the young fellas, I go down to the gym and I go, oh, no, I don't bugger that. So I'll just go in, you know, I'll get home, I'll try it. Maybe I'll do a bit of a, I don't know, you know, he was going for, yeah. I'll get home to the missa about 6 p.m.
Nice.
So you start at 2 a.m.
Wake up at 2 a.m.
And then he's done by 6 p.m.
No, I'm done by 12.
He's done by 12.
Done by 12.
And then he did something in between
and then
those hours.
Sort of go around, drive around, you know, that sort of thing. And then I'm
drive,
home
just
by
drive
6
around?
PM. Yeah, drive around, you know, okay.
Seems
go
up to me.
For 6 hours?
Go up to the light, you know. Okay.
Chuck in 20 at the pokies.
That's for sure. Maybe I'll have a couple of beers, you know, get a couple of tinnies and drink them in the car.
Yeah.
And then I'll be home by about 6.
In the car.
And she'll, you know, and she'll have some dinner ready for me because she finishes around 3. She works in.
She's a teacher.
No, she works in. She's a mental health nurse. And then I'll get to bed about 6:30.
Yeah.
Up by 2.
Okay.
My hands. They've touched that many smoke detectors, mate.
Got a little battery acid, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, guys.
Can I come in?
Yeah, it's 4:15.
Well.
Who is it?
One
second. I got to get off the phone. Who is it?
Hey, Warren.
Hello.
Hello?
Wanganine.
A detective inspector.
Oh, of course, the detective inspector. Let me just open the front door, but not the security door.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello?
It's me, Wanganine, from the phone.
Oh, we were just talking on the phone, Warren and Wanganine.
Warren and Wanganine, we got Darren here.
He's going to inspect us.
Yes.
We're going to detect your smoke detector.
And that all right with you? You've got him. It's just sort of formality.
You've caught me at a bad time.
Oh.
I'm in the middle of doing stories from the tours from the road.
Yeah, I understand.
Good on you, mate.
What
do you do for a job?
I'm sort of like a freelance like writer, former comedian.
I used to do a bit of riding back in the day, but the horses are just too expensive to maintain.
No, ride. You're thinking riding.
Yeah, I had a horse. I was brought in with a couple of mates. We had about $400 each.
Yeah.
This is when I was married. And we, you'd go and see it up at Randwick, or you'd see it doing the rural horse racing. And
Werribee, ever make it to Werribee?
There was a meet out there, yeah.
Yeah.
So my one was my daughter's, right? She, I wanted a horse, and oh, Jesus, 7 years old. She watched that Saddle Club. She always wanted a horse, and we got her one. And she would go out on the Saturdays and the Sundays and go for a ride.
Yeah, right, yeah.
It was good because that was near the gun range, so I'd go shoot some targets, shoot some clay.
Yeah, nice. All right. Do you want to come in? Fuck
absolutely.
It.
Yeah, come in. You want me shoes? You all right with shoes?
Yeah, take the shoes off if you could.
You mind if I do a poo?
No, that's fine. There's only one toilet.
We're detector inspectors.
I know.
I'm going to do a quick poo because I don't have a, you know, I got a... This is my work, you know.
Yes.
Blood. So I'm going to do a quick poo and then I'll come inspect the detector.
All right, here I go. Beep. Yep, that's good.
All right, here. I'm done with me poo. Let me have a look.
It stinks.
Boop, boop. Yeah, I'm going to change it back.
Oh, sorry, boys. I missed it. Can you do it again?
Well, I'm booked up now.
Oh, fuck. All right, we're going to have to come back.
All right, when are you free, Mark?
In like 20 minutes.
Right, I'll book you. Go through the portal and just lock that in for me.
All right. Do that through Susie.
Yep.
Hey, are you talking to Susie the other day? She's saying the portal, I'm not entering in the portal. Does that make sense?
No, yeah, there's a new portal for the portal.
Right, yeah, because I've been doing that, because I used to do it just with the paper on the dashboard.
Yeah.
Can you guys get out of my...
Nah. All right. So now Susie's telling me that I'm not entering in my... entered in right, is that right?
Yeah. No, use the portal. Can you show, you're a young fella, show him the portal.
All right, so what happens
I've got to put on my reading glasses.
Yeah, put on your reading glasses. So you shoot it at this wall, and that's a blue hole, and you don't
shoot
really...
like clay targets.
No, yeah, kind of like that. And then if I shoot it at this wall, you see it's an orange hole.
So now, he's got a portal gun.
If you walk through that blue hole.
Ah, like science fiction.
You see, now watch this. Look, I put my arm through the blue hole. Ah, if you look over there, there's my arm coming out.
Wow.
Yeah, that's very fun. Yeah.
We can put some sci-fi.
You know, my nephew did the Olympics.
What?
Your nephew did the Olympics shooting.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, clay shooting. Yeah, he got fourth. So
my nephew works. He makes coffee machines out down towards Cranbourne.
Yeah.
So he gets them ready.
Yeah, no, I had a teacher, my English teacher, going back a while now, she was a judge for the archery 2000 Olympics.
Judging. Oh, yeah, how'd she go?
Yeah, German girl.
Yeah.
Now, she was just a judge.
I was
just a judge.
For the Commonwealth in 2006, I was a volunteer and I worked out at the Derriban Lawn Bowls.
Did they give you the polo? Did you get to keep the polo?
Yeah, we kept that. We kept the big, they did a big fancy windbreaker and we had a nice Cobra hat. And I kept that all and it still fits. And
I've always wanted to do that.
Oh, well, when I'm walking the dog, I'll chuck the hat on occasionally or the windbreaker. And people go, "You work at the Olympics." At a Commonwealth Games.
No,
Susie used to do a bit of dance. She does a dance in the, she used to do the Steadfords and whatnot, she was telling
Who's that?
Susie, the girl that does all the app.
She used to do song and dance.
Yeah, the rocker. The rocker Steadfords?
Yeah, the rocker Steadfords.
Oh, yeah.
She's telling me about that.
That's a bit of fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Back when I was married, we went and saw Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
Now I remember took the, back when I was married, the wife and the kids to that Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
Now, I loved that.
Mm.
ABBA.
Yeah, no.
Great funny laughs.
Mm.
Kids loved it too. Yeah. Didn't even know. In fact, my boy took him to Brashers one day and he's walking around. He goes, "Dad, what's A backwards B B A?"
Yeah.
Fuck, I laughed at him.
I didn't go to the musicals. Whenever the missus goes to the musicals, she'll go with the girls.
Yeah.
Girls will go to the musicals. And then the boys, there's one bar.
Golden Nugget you go to? I got a Golden Nugget.
I went to one bar after a football game 10 years ago.
You were?
I went to a football game 10 years ago.
Yes.
I found one bar near Southern Cross Station and I loved it so much. Yeah. It's the only place I go.
Because we bought in Rockbank. We bought in Rockbank in 2004.
Yeah.
And that was when, and then, so I live in Rockbank now and we don't go in the city that often. But when we go in, I'll park at Melton and then I'll catch a train in from there because it's too hard to drive.
Yeah, and that's a short, that's only a couple stops.
I drive for a job across Melbourne, but I'll park at Melton.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
And then I'll go in the Macca's on, we'll have lunch at Macca's in Swanson Street.
Yeah. Yeah. God, inflation these days.
And then we'll go to Golden Nugget and put a 20 in and then we'll go home.
Yeah. I remember when you could go into Melbourne, get a focaccia and a latte. $5.50 and then one day,
and they're not bad in there,
not bad. And then one day you go in to get a bloody focaccia, $8.
Yeah, well, now they're going up. You know, you're spending double digits on latte and whatnot. I can't drink a caffeine on account of that.
What
do you have, a cuppa?
Yeah, I'll have 73 cups of tea a day.
Yeah,
but I can't do the coffee. I'm buzzing.
Yeah. There's a lot of caffeine apparently in tea, though.
Yeah, well, that's
well, it depends.
You don't sleep, you say? You wake up at 2 and work till
what
and drive around?
What tea?
Black tea.
Well, yeah, there's caffeine in that.
Yeah, but I don't like coffee. I have a coffee, I'm buzzing all day.
But if you have, I think what Wanganine is saying,
I have a V.
If you have a V.
Yeah, I'll have a V at 4 and hot dog at 6 with the skin on ones, those red ones.
The Chinese will do that sometimes. They'll have a V and then they'll head off to the gym.
Who's that? The kids?
The young ones, you know, the new fellas.
Yeah.
And I go, and they're covered in tats too, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're covered head to toe in tattoos. Jesus. Also, I haven't seen that many tattoos since my spell in the Navy during the Korean War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a tough one.
Yeah, that was tough, mate.
That was a tough one. I gave him a good run.
I had to do some stuff I regret.
Well, you've passed my inspection.
Oh great. Yeah. Flying colours.
Yeah. Right.
Well, what do you say we go to the Golden Nugget?
But first, how about some hot dogs for breakfast?
Oh, yeah.
And a Nippy's iced coffee.
Oh, yeah. Now it's time for our song. Lindsay, can you find a song for us to sing hot dogs for breakfast to?
Thanks,
Sean. Just any sort of anything you
Thanks
have
Thanks so
there.
Much, Lindsay. Even if it's something lined up for another podcast.
It's, the sound of a certain ringtone. Yeah.
But then we'll jump back into these characters as they close.
There
you go. This is my favourite song.
Yeah.
Hot dog. Wait. Here we go.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hot dogs for breakfast. Hot dogs for breaking. Have myself a hot dog in a white sesame seed roll.
Hot dogs for breaking. Hot dogs for breaking. You'll have a bit of salt on your hot dog for brekkie, but no more. Tell you why. The doctor said no more salt on your hot dog. It's not good for your heart. I'm in a hot dog for brekkie. It's hot dog and tomato sauce. Margarine if they've got it. Margarine if they've got it. Margarine if they've got it. Hot dogs for brekkie.
It's 6 a.m. and it's time for a hot dog breakfast at 6 a.m. Get a snack and some bread. Don't mind it in a white piece of bread. Doesn't have to be in a roll for me. Grilled onions, put the sauce on top. I like a hot dog for brekkie. Put it there in my tum. Yeah, have that with an iced coffee. Yum. Very good. Hot dog sometimes. And at 6 a.m. time for hot dog that Georgia get pie as a breakfast. Well, everything's going, it's going okay. Hot dog for breakfast.
When it gets to 6 in the morning, you need to fill up your tums. Don't have a hot dog for breakfast, hot dog for brekkie. Having a hot dog, want to go into the shop and they're in the water there and picking them out and putting them in a roll. I'll put the sauce on with me and brekkie. It'll cost $4 with a iced coffee too. It's $5.50 there in Oz. And then I'll go to about 25 houses of young people who are renting the property, and then I'll check their smoke detectors, and I'll bring myself home, and straight to bed, and then up in the morning having myself a hot dog for breakfast.
I'll say, check it, a couple of divvies. Go check it, a couple of divvies. So for breakfast, I'll tell you what I have.
Can you just pop that music back on?
It's not supposed to be over.
Just from the top.
Still plenty. Still two more verses to go at least.
Five, six,
seven,
eight.
Count me in.
Six.
Five, six, seven, eight. One, two, three, four.
Gonna have for breakfast a hot dog with margarine. Hot dog and tomato sauce. And of course a couple of dimmies on the side. Hot dog for breakfast.
At 6 a.m.
Hot dog for breakfast at 6 a.m.
Oh shit, nothing but liquid all day, all the day. Don't know why, don't go to doctors either. Don't want to know, but I'll have a hot dog for breakfast at 6 a.m. When I can get them, put out the water, or get them from Snag, get them from Bunnings, or get them from shop. Hot dogs for breakfast is good, gotta have it in my tummy, and you know you should. It's so yummy when I have them, and breakfast then too, and shit, potato cakes too. Not too much salt.
Sometimes I'll get a little hedgehog on the side, a little chalky little hedgehog with my hot dog for breakfast. And then when you think about it, you don't have to have meals when you think you should. Maybe you have some cereal for tea, or maybe you have a hot dog for breakfast. That's what I do.
Hey, cunts, it's 5 a.m. Get the fuck out of my house,
yeah,
please.
Got to
the fuck are you still doing here?
What do you say we all go? Lindsay, we'll just cut there. What do you say we all just go out for a hot dog for breakfast? Hot dog for breakfast. Hot dog for breakfast.
Yeah. Let me tell you a little story about a hot dog for breakfast. My two friends are having with their breakfast iced coffee. Not me though, no thank you. I have a big thermos of tea. My big thermos from 1973. It's real fuck looking. It's about the size of a human head. I have tea in it and I drink it up. I have tea, hot dog and two dimmies. Every day for my breakfast, I have hot dog for breakfast. Hot dog for breakfast.
Well, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I didn't realise the song was still going. Hey, all right, mate.
Why'd you join in, Mark?
Hey, okay, you want me to join in? All right.
Well, you guys have hot dogs for breakfast. Seems to happen every day at 6 a.m. And let me say, I think that's a-okay. I wouldn't mind getting to bed now. Got things to do, stories from the road, travels from the road, got things to do, got to talk about them with my friends, but
I wanted to... breakfast.
Oh, the chorus is here.
Hot dog for breakfast, hot dog for breakfast,
at 6 a.m.
Now, considering I wake up at 2 a.m. and have a bowl of Special K before I leave the house, you could argue that that hot dog is my lunch.
But hot I don't. I think it's your breakfast. It's hot dogs for breakfast. I'm a favourite thing. I'm going to want out.
Hot dog for breakfast. That's six. We need to figure out the chorus here. Oh, it's good. It's so good to have hot dogs for breakfast. You know you should because it's very good. But I want to know what kind of hot dogs because I'm getting different things. Is the Bunnings snack count as a hot dog for breakfast? Or,
that's your lunch, that Bunnings hot dog. Bunnings sausage on the weekend, that's maybe your lunch or something. No, sir, that's not it.
Guys.
Hot dog for breakfast.
I'm going to have to cut you off there.
I'm sorry, Mark. I've got a little bit more of the song to play.
All right.
Bowl of sultana bran before I go. That's more of a midnight snack. A little bowl of a special K or sultana bran, whatever.
I got to try. Keep going. I've got to cutting you off until it gets to this bit, because when this bit comes, I can't resist. It's the best bit of the whole song. It's got such a drive and it's really fun. It takes you by surprise every time. Please keep going. Zach, over to you. No, Wayne.
My name's Warren, but I reckon it's about time to hear from Wanganine.
I have a hot dog for breakfast every single day.
Yum.
I'm going to have to cut yous off here.
I'm his heart man.
I eat a hot dog for breakfast.
Yum.
I eat them every day.
Oh, that sounds good.
I eat them up.
Yeah, so do I.
Lindsay, cut it there. I'm going to have to get you guys out of my house.
I don't know
where the fuck Zach has gone.
He's gone down. I saw him go down. He was going down to maybe get a packet of cigarettes or something.
Maybe. He loves to smoke.
Well, not Zach, but I just presume he was going down to the corner shop. I thought maybe I was thinking maybe I'd go get a packet of cigarettes and we could have our dog for breakfast.
Oh, that sounds pretty bloody.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All I've had to eat all day is a bowl of sultana bran.
Right. Well, then that's your breakfast.
Nah, I did that here. Yeah.
You've been listening to the Auntie Donna podcast. Thanks for joining us for another RIP episode brought to you by AuntieDonnaClub.com. See you next week.
Listener.